This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for this coming week, which begins on the fourth Sunday of Easter. This Sunday is also called Good Shepherd Sunday because on this day, the gospel passage of the Good Shepherd is read. And also occurring this week is the Feast of St. Mark, Evangelist, on Thursday, April 25th. As always in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the Ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the Flemish master Jacob Obrecht, who lived in the second half of the 15th century. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today, in order to do justice to Obrecht's Mass, we'll skip the proper altogether and substitute a song and 4 motets, all by Mr. Obrecht. On the other hand, we'll enjoy 4 parts of his Mass Ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, as rendered by Obrecht in the Missa Pfauenschwanz, a Mass as beautiful as a peacock's tail, the German for which is Pfauenschwanz, Pfau for peacock and Schwanz for tail. We'll get started today with a substantial motet by Obrecht called Ama Redemptoris Mater, Sweet Mother of the Redeemer. The performers will be the group Ars Nova Secunda from Hungary.
Thank you.
That was our first motet by today's featured composer, Jakob Obrecht, a creator of masses, motets, and songs. His preeminence in writing masses in the late 15th century was eclipsed only after his death by the amazing Josquin des Prez. Now we can start our Mass Ordinary with the Kyrie from Obrecht's Peacock Mass. The performers are the ANS Chorus, the Hungarian ensemble conducted by Janos Bali, who also conducted our first motet. We've heard the Kyrie from the Peacock Mass by Jakob Obrecht. The Kyrie is followed without interruption by the Gloria or Greater Doxology, so let's let the ANS chorus continue.
Thank you.
We've heard the greater doxology, or Gloria, of the Missa Pfauenschwanz, or Mass of the Peacock's Tail, by Jakob Obrecht. Here, normally, we would turn to the Nicene Creed, but instead, we'll listen to another motet by Obrecht, Ave Regina Caelorum, Hail, Queen of the Heavens. The performers are the Ars Nova Secunda. Was Jakob Obrecht's motet Ave Regina Caelorum, a traditional Marian text. Now I'd like to continue with two more motets by Obrecht. The first is Salva Sancta Facies, Hail, O Holy Face of Our Redeemer. The performers are an ensemble from Great Britain, the Clarks Group. That was the motet Salva Sancta Facies, sung by the Clarks Group from the United Kingdom. And now for our fourth and final motet of Jakob Obrecht's in today's program, Hec Deum Caeli, the God of Heaven. Here the performers are the pioneering ensemble, the Early Music Consort. We've heard Jakob Obrecht's motet, Hec Deum Caeli. Now let's continue with our Mass Ordinary and Jakob Obrecht's very generous Sanctus from his Peacock Mass. Again, the singers are the ANS chorus.
Oh.
We've been listening to the Sanctus from Jakob Obrecht's Peacock Mass, so it's more than logical to go on to the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God, the final section of the Mass Ordinary.
Thank you.
We've heard the Agnus Dei from Jakob Obrecht's Missa Pfauenschwanz, or Peacock Mass, a piece more than 400 years old. But before we depart, we have time for a short composition called Ave Maris Stella, Hail Star of the Sea. This will not be sung, but rather played for us on ancient cornets and trombones, which are called sackbuts. The players are His Majesty's sackbuts and cornets. Was a motet by Jakob Obrecht, played on wind instruments of his time by His Majesty's sackbuts and cornets. And thus, we reach the end of our broadcast for the fourth week of Easter. I hope you'll tune in next weekend, Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 2, as we continue our Eastertide music with an unusual and beautiful Mass Ordinary by Johannes Ockeghem, plus motets by other superb composers of the Renaissance. You can listen again to this program, or to any of our programs in this series, and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 242. As always, we welcome your comments. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan, for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a very joyous Eastertide Sabbath.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.